such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey solar charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey solar charger.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone. And we've been going over a series of programs through the final countdown. And really, as we look and see what's going on politically throughout the world today and financially throughout the world today, why we see a lot of things, and it's difficult to really understand what's going on, what's happening in Iran today. It's obviously it's all manufactured. It's obvious that our government has put out a great deal of money, and we can document this. Anybody wants the documentation, just go to your search engine and type in CIA $400 million destabilize Iran, and that money has been used over there to buy terrorists and to kill people and assassinate mullahs and blow up mosques. And we've been trying to destabilize Iran for a long time, but you'll never read that today. But what's the real purpose behind the administration's effort to destabilize Iran and draw us into a war, another major war with the Muslim world? Is there some spiritual significance to what's going on today? Well, this is what Pastor Crone has done. He's done a beautiful job of beginning to pull together all of the various dots. So as we begin to look and see what's going on, happening as far as politics, as far as the return of the children of Israel to the Holy Land, and we can argue back and forth all sorts of things about the Jewish population there, and should they be there, what about the Palestinians. But God has a plan. And Pastor Billy's done a wonderful job of putting the dots together. And I think that those of you who have listened to the programs appreciate that. And those of you who have seen his DVDs, and we carry them, the final countdown, will agree that this is probably the best analysis of what is going on today from a prophetic point of view. And if you don't understand prophecy, you can't understand what's going on. Pastor Billy, thank you so very much. Pastor Billy, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith.
Why don't you just sort of pick up the story from there?
Well, today we get to deal finally, we finally made it there, the big finale on the final countdown, and that's, of course, the topic of the Mark of the Beast. And this one's kind of interesting, of course, Christian, non-Christian, everybody seems to be familiar with this particular Bible prophecy topic. And unfortunately, I think that people, they kind of take a side detour, unfortunately, and they focus on, you know, 666 and you know, the number of the beast, the Antichrist, and what does that mean? Everybody's got their theories and all that stuff, and that is interesting discussion and conjecture and all that stuff. But what we point out is the issue of, hey, focus on what the Mark of the Beast is all about. You know, don't get lost in the name and the 666 issue. What does it say there? It clearly says in the book of Revelation that in the last days there is going to come upon the whole world a worldwide mark of the Antichrist. That's what exactly what Revelation 13 says. He, speaking of the Antichrist, required. Now, pay attention to that word. The word there, required, literally means to cause or to make. Okay? It's the idea of force. He required everyone, great and small, rich and poor, slave and free, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. And no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which is either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. But then the Bible goes even further, and this is my point. It's not just don't get lost on what the number is. Hey, what is that thing? It clearly says it's some sort of identification mark. that is going to be placed in all places of the body, the right hand or the forehead, and that thing is going to have the ability to control whether you can buy or sell anything. That's the point. Do we see the technology for that kind of a system, Antichrist system, be put in place? Absolutely, folks. We are very close for that to be implemented right now.
And I think that's really what's really sort of exciting, because when you know the prophecies and you see all these terrible things happen, you don't despair. You actually really are exhilarated to realize that we are living in truly prophetic times. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone discussing the final countdown. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, Pastor Billy Crone, and we, of course, are going through his final countdown, 10 DVDs. And, well, we've actually been doing this for some time, and we finally got to the end. Of course, we've covered why the children of Israel are in the Holy Land today, what's happening as far as the move towards world government, world economy, and the fast one, the last one we're covering today, is the mark of the beast, whatever that is. And as Pastor Crone says, we tend to get a little sidetracked on 666 and the significance of this, but the important thing is we're told the people are going to have to have a mark on their forehead or their right hand, and without that, they'll neither buy nor sell. So, Pastor, please pick the story up from there.
Well, that's just it. That's what we wanted to focus on, and with substance. And clearly in that passage of Scripture, it tells us that there's going to come a day. How do you know you're in the last days? Well, when you are going to see all the inhabitants of the earth, they're going to be forced, they're going to be caused to receive some sort of a mark on their bodies, either in their right hand or forehead, and it represents the Antichrist system itself, and it will have the ability to allow them to buy or sell. Now, that's a lot of specifics in there. That isn't just some nebulous thing, hey, I wonder what it is. It's specifically the right hand, it's specifically the forehead, and its specific function is linked with the Antichrist, whether or not a person can buy or sell. Now, that's a lot of specifics to pull off in a prophecy that was mentioned nearly 2,000 years ago, and so that's the question. Do we see any signs of that? Absolutely, folks, and the first way we know that people will pay attention soon, be receiving the mark of the beast, is because people, the technology is already here. And that's, again, Dr. Monteith, why I mentioned the 666. I'm not saying that that's not important and deciphering what does that mean. But I really think that people, it's unfortunate, you don't realize, listen, hey, you can talk about all that you want, but you need to recognize it's already here. The system to be have this to be put into place is here. The technology is already here. And so what we do in the Final Countdown series is, again, we put videos. You can see this happening before your very eyes. People right now getting implants, it's happening, it's been approved by the FDA, we'll get to all that in just a second. Folks, you can see it with your own eyes. We're not making this up, okay? But look, we put ourselves, if you will, in the role of the Antichrist, because that's a pretty big claim, and it's not a local thing, it's a global scene. Somebody is going to be able to have the power across the globe to force people to receive a mark that's going to control what they can buy or sell. So if you're going to deceive the people into receiving this, okay, if you're the Antichrist, it's a no-brainer. You've got to have the technology to pull this off, right? Well, folks, right now, for the first time in mankind's history, this is why you need to wake up and listen. For the first time in man's history, not just even 10 years ago, you could pull this off.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Crone is just talking about, for the first time in all the history of mankind, we have the ability to be able to control the entire world. You know, we hear about these census takers going out, and of course marking the front door of every home in the United States. But it's not simply every home in the United States. It's every dwelling in the entire world. They're doing this thing all over the world, every cave, every home in Africa, every tent. Everything is being marked, and the same thing, this is the first time in recorded history, they have the ability to create a cashless society. With the electronics we have today, isn't it wonderful? We can go down and we can buy things at the store with our credit card, and we can buy gasoline with our credit card, and we can pay for things over the internet or over the telephone with our credit card. But for the first time in recorded history, they have the ability to actually create a cashless society. And what happens if they suddenly say, Everybody's going to have a credit card, and you'll neither buy nor sell unless you have one of these cards. But pick the story up there.
Well, that's just what it is, Dr. Monte. This not only here, and hopefully if we can get that far in the interview tonight, they are already forcing us into this corral. And folks, I'm talking about getting an implant, and I'm talking about an implant that has the ability to track you and to make monetary transactions. But let's back it up first. If you're the Antichrist, you're going to have the technology first to be able to pull this off. Well, folks, for the first time in mankind's history, we have it. It's already here. The means to monitor and control every single person on the planet is already available, and that's because of the birth of the satellite technology. Folks, and it's not just we got satellites for communications. It's satellites for tracking, and specifically tracking and picking up signals from certain microchips. In fact, this kind of tracking technology with microchips is already being used, folks, to monitor locations of military personnel around the world. In fact, it's so commonplace to be tracked with microchips via satellites. They use it to spy on boat traffic in various places. In fact, people, garbage men in England, are being watched from the sky to make sure they time them with the satellite and the GPS to make sure that they don't linger too long in one spot. But they've got so many satellites in the sky, you're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith, they have the ability to cover the whole planet. Thanks to some folks, including Bill Gates, we have what's called the Internet in the Sky, and that's a system of 840 low-altitude satellites in 21 orbits with 40 satellites, which has now created a virtual electronic blanket around the planet, which means we can communicate and monitor any person anywhere on the planet from the top of the Himalayas to the Dead Sea. Okay, but wait a second. If you're the Antichrist, you're going to control this whole planet with this mark of the beast, then you not only need to track them, then you need to have some sort of database to identify who they are and what, you know, what kind of people they are and what they do and all that stuff. And I'm not going to belabor that. We've talked about that in a previous broadcast. But folks, right now you need to understand those kind of mega databases are already available. They've been functioning for quite some time. In fact, they're going on right now, 24 hours a day, folks. You need to wake up. They gather and store information on you and I. From credit card transactions, magazine subscriptions, telephone numbers, real estate records, car registration, fishing licenses, you name it. And because what they're doing with all this different information, in fact, we exposed it on a previous broadcast, they're even getting you and I to offer up this information for free. We're helping them out with things like Facebook and Twitter and all those kind of technologies are helping build a complete personality profile on us, just to name a few things that they're doing with that information. We're offering up the information. They know everything about us, folks. What kind of pet we have, do we enjoy camping, gourmet cooking, do we read the Bible, do we read other books, what books do we read, what car do we drive, what videos do we watch, listen to this folks, how much gas do you use, and what kind of food do you buy? They know it all folks, every single thing. Those databases are already in place.
I think it's so important to understand that every telephone call you made, there is a record of where you called and who you called and how long you talked to them. The telephone company makes that available. But even more than that, of course, Echelon, it's Project Echelon from the National Security Agency, records every telephone conversation, every email, every fax. You can go up on the Internet, just look under Echelon. We don't, not only the United States, throughout the entire world, they just take up all this information and then supposedly they go through it looking for terrorism, but it's all there. And your telephone conversations, everything you say on the phone is recorded throughout for all the rest of it, as long as this system lasts. But go right ahead.
Well, and that's just it. You know, people need to realize that this stuff is already in place. It's not 50 years down the road. It's not, you know, science fiction. Folks, it's already in place. And it's been in place for quite some time. And all the little pieces are being put together. But most people, Dr. Monteith, don't get, they don't understand the pieces. Again, to use an analogy that we've talked about before, it's, again, you look at individual pieces, but you don't see how they fit together. It's because you're trying to put a puzzle together without the cover on the box. And only the Bible gives you the cover, and God outlined what's going to happen in the last days. And once you see the cover, and that's what we exposed on the final countdown, man, you see it, all those pieces, you know exactly where they're fit, why they're there, how they function, how they connect with each other. It makes such sense, because obviously God knows what he's doing, and he knows what's coming down the pike. But continue on with the Antichrist. If you're going to pull this off, then you not only need to have the technology available to monitor and control people in a database to store this information about these people, but you got to have some sort of way personally to connect them to this system. Well, folks, right now, again, for the first time in mankind's history, and, of course, here comes the ultimate excuse for a lot of these invasive technologies, the terrorist attacks, there's been an explosion of all kinds of different personal identification devices and ways for them to identify you and I personally wherever we go, whatever we do. Folks, they've already embedded identification numbers in everybody's computers that identifies us wherever we go, including the Internet. We shared before, Dr. Motith, Dr. Catherine Albright, well, she did an absolutely fabulous job exposing Google and their intents and what they're doing in wanting to become basically the mind of God and know anything and everything about people. They know everything about us, folks, what we do on the computer and where we go on the Internet. Cell phones is another personal location device. They use it to track us. They use it to monitor traffic and all kinds of stuff. But it becomes a personal locator device. They're starting to do it in schools, in Australia, in Belgium, other places, here in the United States. They're using GPS devices worn by students to monitor them. When do they get into class? When do they get off the bus? So you can get a printout. Parents can go online and access and see at exactly what time did their child get off the bus into the school, into the classroom. Teachers could do it as well. They're monitoring us, getting us used to be monitored all over the place. In fact, some of them are monitoring how much exercise the kids are getting. But that's not all. They're using GPS systems in rental cars. Rental cars are starting to find people because they could tell how fast you go. They is it excessive speed? And then good luck arguing it. When you go to pay for the rental car charge, they're starting to have the fees and the fines down at the bottom that you're going to have to pay because they tracked you wherever you went. They're doing it to government employees. In Denver, they had some employee vehicles. They installed the GPS systems just so they can monitor the employees for the purpose of their trip, the route taken, the time, the distance traveled. In fact, some police officers recently got in trouble, government employees or state employees, and for falsifying records because the records of where they were supposed to be didn't match the location indicated on their GPS systems in their vehicles. But that's not all. They're getting us used to biometric technology. In fact, the FBI, it's a billion dollar contract to build all kinds of biometric information on you and I, from hand scans, retinal scans, our earlobes, face scans, the whole nine yards, folks. They've got it, but it's even deeper than that. They go into DNA as well, but hopefully we'll get to that in a little bit. But not only that, is they now identify you with fingerprint scans. In fact, they're using fingerprint scans in America to access your computers, to listen to this. Kids are using them to purchase lunches. Even you and I, they're starting to install them in stores so you and I could use our finger, a body part, to buy or sell. It's almost like we're moving somewhere slowly but surely. But as you can see, folks, every single person on the planet can accurately, specifically, be identified in various ways, connected into a database, connected into a satellite system anywhere in the world. Okay, but here's the problem. I really believe that they are working in a secondary problem with this external technology. See, all these kinds of identification systems, folks, they either take too much time, okay, they can be damaged, they can be falsified, or worse yet, they can be lost. You know, if you some of these GPS systems, or your credit card, or your debit card, all these things, they can be lost. So what are you going to do? Well, you have to somehow create some sort of universal tracking or personal identification device that can't be falsified or lost, right? You see, externally, we could lose these things. But, aha, wouldn't it be great if you could somehow get that technology inside of you? Well, folks, this is exactly what's happening. They're getting you and I used to. We talked about this before. I don't want to go into it again too much, but for the sake of time. But they're getting you and I used to with these GPS systems. They're getting used to you and I with these our credit cards, our ATM cards, that cashless society, all of it combined into one, smart cards, all this stuff with RFID technology. And they're getting us used to having to use it to deal with cash, to identify us, to track us. Okay, and then they're going to create a secondary problem. It's identity theft. They're already running with that very high and various things. People can there's flaws in this RFID technology. It can be stolen. It can be skimmed. People can bump up against you. They can take your identification number. And it's just now coming. And in fact, it's becoming law. June 1st, folks, what went into place? You had the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. It is law June 1st of this year, folks. You have to have a government-approved document, including an RFID-enhanced driver's license or passport, if you want to get in or out of this country. in other countries as well. Folks, it's already becoming mandatory. But here's the point. See, you could lose those things. Somebody could steal it from you. So so you combine all this technology and combine it with cash, a cashless system to buy and sell, and then really create a crisis, and then you pull out what you've had planned a long time, and you go, I know what we need to do. Nobody could rip it off if it's inside your body. And folks, for the first time in mankind's history, they've already prepared us for that. They're called biometric implants. We'll get to that in a second.
All right, fine. Well, these things are happening. They're not imaginary. And if you begin to connect the dots, you realize that there is a supernatural intelligence out there that is planning everything. Oh, they're working through men, obviously. But there are a lot of men who are willing to go along with that because there are a lot of people who serve another God. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Groen, the final countdown. Go right ahead.
Well, and speaking of biometric implants, for those of you who don't know, I would assume you would know, but some people don't. It's a tiny little chip about the size of a grain of rice, and it's implanted just beneath the skin. Okay, and it's not science fiction, folks. This was actually approved by the FDA as far back as 2002. Okay, so what we see, folks, is the technology, remember specifically, some sort of mark on the right hand or the forehead into the body or on the body, okay, that is going to control whether somebody can buy or sell. Do we have the technology to pull that off? Absolutely, folks. Specifically, anywhere on the planet, 24 hours, 7 days a week, to make monetary transactions and track people, the technology is already here. The second way that we know that people are soon going to be receiving this mark of the beast is the technology is not just here, folks, but the justification is here. Okay, once again, put yourself in the shoes, if you will, of the Antichrist. If you're going to deceive people into receiving this mark of the beast, then you've got to have people convinced that, man, this is a great thing to do, right? Well, folks, for the first time in mankind's history, we have been prepped to think that total control over every area of our lives via microchips is the greatest thing that could ever happen. And they're doing it in three different ways. The first way is they're convincing you and I to get a microchip. Oh, if we would just get a microchip implant, folks, it would make our lives much more pampered. Huh? And isn't that the selling point? Isn't that what everybody wants? Convenience. I mean, listen to this. If only you got a microchip implant. You can have tiny cell phones implanted into your clothes. Wouldn't it be great? In fact, you could have in your clothes implanted internet links. Ah, oh, wouldn't that be awesome? You can have implants in baby clothes or tennis shoes implanted with tracking devices. And folks, all these things are currently available, okay? You can have implants in your clothes to wear that would allow you to switch on the TV or check your phone messages or tell your appliances to start cooking a meal or something like that. You could have implants in your house to automatically customize music or temperature, etc., etc. You could have implants in your car to access the internet or to pay for toll charges, for gas, even at a drive-through a restaurant, you could use them. You could have implants that sense brainwave patterns and converts them into signals so you can operate electrical appliances. You can have an implant, folks, in your fingertip. This one's kind of freaky. You can have implants in your fingertip that will transfer vital personal information with a handshake. In fact, folks, you'll be happy to know that a digital authentication law has already been passed through Congress, giving these new electronic signatures the same legal status as if you were writing your name on a document. It's almost as if we're being prepared for something. But here's the point, folks. As you can see, who wouldn't want their lives filled with all these creature comforts that come from just getting a microchip implant? Wouldn't it be so cool? In fact, listen to how cool it is. One article actually said this. They said, how would you like to avoid waiting in lines for the rest of your life? Well, wouldn't that be awesome? You could breeze through everywhere like you own the place. You watch lights snap on, doors open automatically, money pop out of ATMs as you approach. You don't even touch a button. Never show an ID. You don't have to buy a ticket. You don't have to carry keys. You don't even have to remember a password. You'd leave stores loaded with packages and waltz right past the cashiers. I'm going to interject real quick right there, Dr. Monteith. We showed the actual video clip on the final countdown from IBM, folks, of a person who's going into the store, and he breezes right past with what he pays for without using any kind of a cash. You can see the video with your own eyes. But that's not all. You wouldn't have to carry a wallet ever. Family and friends could find you instantly anywhere in a crowd. These latest injectable devices have taken things a step further. What's next? I approach my car. Who knows who I am? The door swings open. The driver's seat and steering wheel automatically adjust to my usual settings. The radio plays my favorite station, and a speech unit offers to navigate me to the airport. I get on the plane.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Crone. Well, this is Dr. Stan, of course, Pastor Billy Crone, simply talking about all the wonderful conveniences that we will have once we've had an implant. I mean, you're certainly not going to have to get into long lines. You'll be able to get on the airplane right away. They'll know who you are automatically. You'll be able to go into the store. You won't even have to show identification. They will know who you are. In fact, in the film, which is part of one of the DVDs, you'll actually show the advertisement that IBM put out. And I remember when they showed it on television, showing a fellow simply going into the store, picking up everything he wanted, walking out of the store, not even going to a check desk. And, of course, the security guard rushes up to him, and you think, oh, my God, goodness, they're going to get him, you know, for shoplifting. And the security guard says, you forgot your receipt, sir. And this is really what is planned. This is not imaginary. Pastor Crone isn't making this up. You'll actually see what they showed on television, only you'll see it as part of the final countdown material. Great information here. Everything is going to be so wonderful and convenient in this society that is already planned. The technology is there. It's just how are we going to get the people to go along with it? And they already know, but pick the story up there, please.
Well, and that's just it, Dr. Bunty. None of this is science fiction, folks. All of this is possible using today's tools. It's just a matter of connecting together. And that's what they're doing. They're connecting them together. But, boy, if you and I would just get that microchip implant, boy, wouldn't it just be such a wonderful, pampered life? But that's not all. The second way that they're prepping you and I to receive these implants is our lives would be not just pampered. Oh, they'd be so much more productive. You'd get so much done. You'd be such a good worker bee. You see, you can have tiny implants on every single manufactured item on the planet that can track all products from factory to the home to the recycling center. They would know everything about it. Everything could be automatically ordered for you. They would know everything about that thing. And if you think I'm crazy, folks, we did another series, and it's called RFID, Man's Greatest Invention, or Mark the Beast. And, folks, that's really happening. You can have tiny implants on your luggage. Oh, and you would never lose your luggage. It would be so much more productive. You could have implants for, kid you not, folks, for your employees to monitor their location, what they're doing, their timekeeping, their efficiency, their productivity. Oh, wouldn't that be great? In fact, speaking of employees, they're using these now in restaurants. You can have implants in restaurant employees so that when they use the restaurant, or in the restaurant, when they use the restroom, it activates another implant in the wash basin in the restroom to monitor whether or not they washed their hands. And if they didn't, the employer is automatically noted so that they can give them disciplinary action. You can have an implant in your body, folks, to act as an internal alarm clock that determines how much sleep you can get so you can be really productive. You can have an implant to monitor all kinds of body functions, your pulse, your heart rate, sugar levels, if you've got diabetes, all kinds of stuff. You can have an implant that connects you directly to your computer. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? You can have an implant to send an electrode to your brain to a paralyzed limb. And you can have an implant connected to your eye that they're working on to provide sight for the blind. In fact, they're working on implants to extend human intelligence or memory. Now, come on, folks. I tell you what. Who wouldn't want to have one of those memory implants? I mean, wouldn't it just be not just cool? Wouldn't it be constructive if we just get a microchip implant? And that's just it. They're trying to get us to think these things will make us more pampered, more productive. And here's the big one. In case you don't fall for the first two, they always use fear. You see, you and I are being prepped for these things because they promise to make us more protective. Oh, I tell you what. Hey, folks, you can get an implant right now in your pet. And that's been, you know, in place for quite some time. In fact, that's been the ground. First do it with pets, then you move to people. Okay, you think I'm kidding, it's already happening. But you can implant your pet so Sparky never gets lost. You know, hasn't that been promoted? In fact, it's been in place, but now if you notice, folks, it's becoming mandatory, isn't it? In fact, it's becoming mandatory not just for pets, but for all livestock with the NAIS system that is law and coming to the United States very quickly. You can have an implant in your car, right, so that if it gets stolen, wouldn't it be great? It would protect your car. You could have an implant to find just in people. If they had an implant, you could find them if there was an unfortunate natural disaster or a plane crash, you know. You could have an implant, as I just said, to monitor your livestock. You can have an implant. Oh, this is being pushed big time, folks, especially in Florida. Alzheimer's patients, you know, they wander off. Not if they had an implant. You could find them wherever they go. Here's the next big one. Now they're saying that you and I need to get implants into our kids. So, you know, because, hey, kids, you know, they get lost or abducted. It's unfortunate. I mean, folks, I mean, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it just be common sense if you and I would just get an implant? Oh, we'd be so protective. In fact, folks, it's so commonplace now, everybody is hopping on the bandwagon. Chief scientist for Digital Angel, one of the makers of these microchip implants, folks, says this, that a few years ago there may have been resistance, but not anymore. People are getting used to having implants. This is a new century, a new trend. This is going to be really popular. 50 years ago, the thought of a cell phone where you could walk around talking on the phone was unimaginable. Now they're everywhere. Just like the cell phone, digital implants will be a connection from yourself to the electronic world. It'll be your guardian, your protector. It'll bring good things to you. We will be a hybrid of electronic intelligence and your own soul if we just got a microchip implant. Doesn't that sound great?
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, these things are happening. It's not imaginary. It's not Buck Rogers. It is what is planned. It's being implemented today. We're being prepared for it, and we're being prepared for the cashless society. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Billy Crone, and go right ahead, Billy.
Well, again, you might think, well, hey, that's just, you know, some lunatic fringe. But, folks, what they're doing, they're also using the power of propaganda to convince you and I that this is a great thing all over the media. Listen to what Andy Rooney said on 60 Minutes. He said, direct quote, folks, we need some, by the way, you can check out the video yourself on the series. We need some system for permanently identifying safe people. Most of us are never going to blow anything up, and there's got to be something better than these photo IDs. Remember the external thing? Maybe the thing that you could lose? He says, I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify me. John Walsh of America's Most Wanted, he said about implants, he said, it's a brilliant idea. I wish somebody would develop it because, number one, time is crucial when a child is missing, and you could locate them with the chip. So I hope that somebody develops that in my lifetime. Well, good news, John, it's already here. Scott Silverman, he's the president of Digital Angel, he said, it's a shame. Oh, it's just a shame, folks, that recent tragedies seem to have prompted this increased attention, you know, to this microchip implant. He says, but, you know, the only way to assist in the prevention of future tragedies is for parents, law enforcement, and others to become aware of available technologies. We believe that Verichip has the potential to help safeguard children and provide greater peace of mind to parents. Scott McNeely, he of Sun Microsystems, he foretold of a time when, listen, this is a direct quote. He said, here's the future we're looking forward to, folks. Quote, they're going to slap that baby's bottom. They're going to slip an ID chip in their neck or between their shoulders so you can keep track of your kid. And then of all places, Roger Ebert, you can see the video with your own eyes, folks, he said this in an interview. He said, quote, sometime in the next century, which is now, he said, computer chips are getting smaller and faster, and eventually the time will come when a child is implanted with a little chip back in the back of the neck that will learn to control the chip in the same way that you learn to control your body functions and your voice and your movements. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but it seems to me that somebody is deadly serious about this mark of the beast, okay? But you need to understand, folks, the technology is not already here. The justification is not already here. But here's what's really amazing. Because this propaganda, it's working great. The willingness is already here, okay? Put yourself in the shoes of the Antichrist. I mean, if you're going to deceive people into receiving this global mark, okay, you've got to have people who's ready to give the thing a try, right? Well, folks, again, for the first time in mankind's history, we don't just have the technology. Hey, people are lining up by the truckloads to take this stuff. They're already receiving microchip implants. This is not science fiction, folks. It's already happening. They started, again, as I said earlier, with pets. Now they're going into people. Okay? And first they started with, you know, they started extreme, and then they worked their way in. They started with special dignitaries, you know, in various countries, you know, whose position put them in jeopardy of being kidnapped, okay? But now, for the first time, people, regular Joes, just like you and I, folks...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Crone was just saying that actually he has video clips of Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes saying, you know, wouldn't be wonderful. I'd like to have somebody put a chip into me. And, of course, Roger Ebert is saying, boy, this is going to be really great. So many of our people, prominent people, are saying, wouldn't it be great if we just had these chips in people? And all the explanations and why, you know, have put them in the children when they're initially born. That way you're not going to get the wrong child from the nursery. All sorts of justifications, but of course the real reason is because it's part of a long-range plan where everybody will have a chip and no one will buy or sell lest it be known by the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. Before we go on, Pastor, would you like to get your website out so people would know how to get in touch with your ministry there at the Niagara Frontier Bible Church?
Sure. We've still got a few bugs on our new website, so we'll take you back to our main website. Our main website you can reach us is at www.niagarafrontierbible.com. That's NIAGARAFRONTIERBIBLE.com, Niagara Frontier Bible. Or you can just search my name on the internet, Billy Crone, BILLYCRON as in Nancy, E, Billy Crone, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, you go ahead and pick up the story. And you were just talking about how suddenly everything is in place. The American people are being conditioned because of the control over the media. So we will be willing to accept the chip when it's offered. It's going to be so convenient in so many ways. And, of course, increasingly we're moving, and we're going to move towards a cashless society. It's only a matter of a time of when right now. Of course, you know, a lot of people get the Social Security check. They don't even get it. It just automatically a deposit in the bank, and so many of the things that are happening today being done automatically. And it's when my go into the store, and recently my wife writes a check. Immediately they run it through a little machine. They check the bank to make sure there's money there to cover it, so that they don't get stuck with a bad check. Everything is being done electronically. As we move towards electronic surveillance of everybody, but not only in this country. This is happening throughout the world, and you're not being told here in the United States that this is being introduced everywhere in the world. Go right ahead.
Well, that's just it. In fact, we don't have time to get into it right now, but we're going to be exposing it this Sunday at our next Revelation study. But what's happening with this, quote, economic crisis, which has been managed, folks, and created and thrust upon us, we talked before, Dr. Monteith, that it's being the great excuse now to officially move into a one-world economic system. Again, that's the Antichrist system, and also a unified one-world currency. But now it's become an excuse why we need to officially go to a cashless society. Japan's already making proposals to go to a cashless society and around the world. So it's this whole economic situation is ushering in this final sign with a cashless society that you need to pull off the mark of the beast faster than we can even dream. But all this technology is, again, being combined electronically into an implant to where you can be tracked and monitored with an implant internally, not just externally with these cards, but internally now. And the question is, of course, you know, but nobody's going to do it. Well, folks, that's just the problem. Everybody's willing to do it. The willingness is already here. We got one family several years ago made it a family affair, the Jacobs family from Florida. They had the whole family implanted with microchips. And notice where they're starting to put these things, folks. It's not in your toe. It's not in your back. They're putting them in the right arms, which isn't too far if you slide down a little bit to the right hand. Where have I heard that before? And then thousands of people, they think it's the coolest thing. They're doing it in bars and nightclubs. So people are getting implants to make monetary transactions. Right now, folks, it's happening before our very eyes. You can see the video clips. In fact, the propaganda machines are working so well. A recent MSNBC poll showed that 20% of the American population, listen to this, is fully ready and willing to receive a microchip implant. One out of five people in America right now, folks, wants to receive one of these implants. In fact, Scott Silverman, again, president of Digital Angel, he said, quote, he expects that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will be standard protocol for emergency room personnel to scan the upper right arm of every patient admitted. Okay, in fact, speaking of propaganda, if you do your homework, folks, you're going to see that we have been prepared for this Mark of the Beast Antichrist system for quite some time. As far back as 1973, folks, senior scholastics introduced school age, back in 1973, school age children to the concept of buying and selling using numbers, listen to this, inserted in their forehead. Please check this out yourself. In the September 20th, 1973 feature, quote, Who is Watching You?, the secular high school journal speculate, quote, all buying and selling in the program will be done by computer. Back in 1973, no currency, no change, no checks. In the program, people would receive a number that had been assigned to them, listen, tattooed in their wrist or their forehead. It's almost like somebody's following the script. The number, they said, is put on by a laser beam. Now, that's very interesting because recently, Dr. Monteith, you know, the market beast, you know, there's been some debate on whether is it going to be on the outside, inside of the body. Well, it could be either or now, not only with these biometric implants, but now they've come out with a RFID tattoo so they could actually tattoo this same biometric implant technology on you externally. So either way, both bases are covered. And that's what they said. The number is put on by a laser beam that cannot be felt. The number in the body is not seen with the naked eye, but it is permanent, just as permanent as your fingerprints. All items of consumer goods will be marked with a computer mark. That's what's happening right now with the RFID technology, thanks to Walmart and other industries. The computer outlet in the store, which picks up the number on the items at the check stand, will also pick up the number in the person's body and automatically total the price and deduct the amount from the person's special drawing rights account. That's pretty creepy. 1974, here's another article. Check it out yourself. The Specter of Eugenics. Charles Frankel, he pointed out Linus Pauling's, by the way, this was his Nobel Prize-winning suggestion, that a mark be tattooed on the foot or the forehead of every young person. Hey, that's awesome, isn't it? 1980, U.S. News World Report continued to warn, pointing out that the federal government was contemplating national ID cards without which nobody could work or conduct business. Oh, that would never happen, would it? Folks, it just went into effect, phase one of it, June 1st of this year. Denver Post Sun followed up in 1981, claiming that chip implants could someday replace ID cards. This is back in 1981. And the story read in part, quote, the chip is placed in a needle, which is affixed to a simple syringe containing an antibacterial solution. The needle is capped and ready, quote, to forever identify something or somebody. 1998, Time Magazine ran this story. Last time I checked, it was still on the web. It's called The Big Bang Theory and What It Says About the Future of Money. Check it out yourself, folks. Listen to this direct quote. Your daughter can store the money any way she wants, on her laptop, on a debit card, or in the not-too-distant future, on a chip implanted under her skin. 1998, BBC covered the first known human microchip implant. The same month, Portland, Oregonian newspaper warned that these medical identifiers are going to erode our privacy rights. They're going to track individuals with an alphanumeric identifier. And the feature depicted humans with barcodes where? In their foreheads. Speaking of Oregon, they started using in the school there, one of the first ones, for students to pay with their lunch with a swipe of the hand. And folks, this is drawing some clear attention from people and thinking that this is not just something that's going to be happening voluntarily. That's stage one. Eventually, remember what the word said in Revelation 13. It said he what? It didn't say he voluntarily. It didn't say he gave people a choice, if you will, per se. Okay, he didn't say, oh, you can think about it, you know, for a while. It said he required. Literally, he caused, he made them. And that's exactly what people are starting to say. A recent report from the Franklin Pierce Law Center said about this technology. They said, quote, a mandatory national identification system via microchip implants could be achieved in two stages. Upon introduction as a voluntary system, the microchip implantation will appear to be palatable. After there's a familiarity with the procedure and the knowledge of its benefits, i.e. we get used to it, implantation would then switch to become mandatory. George Getz said this. He says, after all, the government has never forced anyone to have a driver's license, but try getting along without one. When everyone from your local banker to the car rental man to the hotel operator to the grocery store requires one in order to take advantage of the services. That amounts, he says, to a de facto mandate. If the government can force you to surrender your fingerprints to get a driver's license, why can't it force you to get a computer chip implant? In the same way Social Security numbers are voluntarily before becoming mandatory, biometric chip implants will become compulsory in the future. Even, folks, Applied Digital Solutions Chief Executive Officer Richard Sullivan, he envisioned a scenario where people, listen, are required, that's the exact word that's used in Revelation 13, people are required to be chipped or have some combination of the device requiring them to be scanned and monitored at all times. And, folks, you might think that this is crazy, but, folks, learn your history because you're going to be doomed to repeat it. You think, hey, there's no way. The government is going to require people to receive some sort of universal identification mark. Hello, has anybody ever heard of Hitler? Didn't he do that with the Jews? Thanks to the help of IBM, by the way. But even more recently, folks, European Union is preparing to give its citizens universal identification technology so they can move freely with the permission of it from country to country. Japan launched a compulsory ID system called JukiNet. Check it out yourself. That links all citizens to a nationwide computer system. Unless you don't think this has plans to go global, folks, thanks to the United Nations, yippee, they've already outlined a scheme so that, direct quote, listen, every person in the world would be registered under a universal identification system. Folks, this is happening before our very eyes. And I got a little theory, Dr. Monti, if I have time very quickly, I'd like to share. This is precisely the point and the word that I want to focus on. And that's there in the book of Revelation, chapter 13. We read the text in the beginning of the broadcast. He required, the Antichrist required, he forced, he made, he caused people to get this mark into the body. So that's the question, okay? The technology's here, the justification's here, people are willing to get it. But what about those people who don't want to go along with that? Do we see any signs of you and I being forced to receive anything into our bodies whether we want to or not? Absolutely. And they're doing it in two phases, in my opinion, folks. This is a little chrome theory, call it what you will. The first way that they're getting us used to it is they're getting us first used to mandatorily having something required to be taken from our bodies. Then they'll have it required to put something into our bodies. The first way that they're having us mandatorily, whether you want it or not, folks, taken from your bodies, and we talked about that before, that's with the FBI and their DNA database. It's the largest DNA database, folks, in the world. And in fact, it's so big that every Monday, folks, from now on, once you make it into the system, they are scanning that thing, and if they want to find something of you, of your DNA, it's there for them to see. In fact, it's gotten so bad, ABC News exposed this one. The feds, folks, are collecting DNA from every person they arrest. Listen to this, whether they've been charged or not. And they're forcing them to do it. Remember what the text said, he required, he forced, he caused, he made. Okay, they're forcing them to give up a DNA sample through a cheek swab. Okay, and whether or not you're guilty of any crime. And you might think, well, hey, they can't do that. Well, folks, they're already doing that. They're even going even more beyond DNA. They're taking your blood. We talked about this before, Dr. Monteith. I got the actual video clip that I'm hoping to share here soon with the Revelation study. In West Palm Beach, Florida, they set up these DUI checkpoints. And if you reject getting a breathalyzer test, they require, you will be forced, they come and they will draw blood. They will take something from your body whether you want to or not. And you might think, hey, that's not constitutional. They can't do that. Well, folks, it's already gone to court. One person already challenged it, obviously. And a federal appeals court refused to stop the government from taking, requiring to be taken DNA from a person. And he claimed that it violated the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. He claimed it violated the First, the Fourth, the Fifth Amendments of our Constitution. Okay, and they said, well, too bad, sorry. That's going to happen. In fact, we talked just a little bit, too. There's a bill that was passed, thanks to former President Bush, in April of 2008, and it's called the Newborn Screening Saves Lives Act, and it passed in 2008, folks, which allows federal government to screen the DNA of all newborn babies in the United States. And so here's the point. Here we see right now, folks, in place, mandatorily, people are being required to have something taken from your body, from inside your body, okay? But now they're moving to stage two, and they are mandatorily forcing people, requiring people to put something into your bodies. And the first way that they've been doing that, folks, is with vaccinations. First, they started with kids in school. And that's been going on for quite some time. They've been forcing kids at school, public school, that you have this put inside your body, this vaccine. And, folks, you better watch out with the swine flu thing that's going on right now. I'm telling you, we're being set up for something. Now they're going to, the word's coming out that now it's going to be, everyone is going to be forced to be put. It's not just about a vaccine, folks. It's being forced. It's being required to put something into your body. There's several different U.S. laws, folks, that allow them to mandatorily make you and I take a vaccination. There's the Project BioShield Act of 2004 that's in place that gives the FDA approval, okay, to determine what vaccine should be taken. There's also what's called the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, okay, that was signed into law in 2006. That gives them the ability to declare any disease or an epidemic as a national emergency requiring direct, quote, mandatory vaccinations. There's also the Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness Act that went effective December 19, 2006, and recently the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. Please, people, check these out yourself. And right now they are tracking, right now, folks, legal responses to the emerging international response to the swine flu outbreak. And, of course, what has the media been preparing you and I for? The media is suggesting mass vaccinations are coming. But you might think, okay, they're just going to stop with that. First, they started with getting us mandatorily having to give up something from inside our bodies. Okay, now they're mandatorily requiring, that's the word used for the Antichrist, requiring something to be put into our bodies with vaccinations. But they're not going to do, okay, that's just vaccinations. Okay, they're not really going to have a plan specifically to go to a chip, are they? Folks, it's already happening. It started with soldiers. CNN exposed this one, folks, of all places. They're tracking troops with microchips. Listen, the military is already using some GPS device on soldiers. This is a direct quote. But what more can be done? When soldiers go missing, could tracking devices be put on their bodies to help find them faster? Hey, one option is placing a tracking microchip under a service member's skin. Former U.S. Special Operations officers tell us they believe that's being developed. In fact, some law enforcement units back home have experimented with implant chips to give physical data about the officers. But that's not it, folks. It's not just soldiers. It's happening to prisoners. Prisoners right now, they are proposing that they be chipped with these implants. Officials are planning to implant machine-readable microchip implants onto thousands of prisoners as a part of an expansion of electronic tagging to create space in jails. Instead of being contained in bracelets worn around the ankle, that was step one, folks, the tiny chips will be surgically inserted under the skin of the prisoners to help enforce home curfews. And it says they're already used around the world to keep track of dogs, cats, cattle, and airport luggage. Hey, why not people? And it says, not only that, oh, wouldn't it be great? They're also wanting to do it now, also not just with prisoners, but specifically people who have been convicted pedophiles and sex offenders in order to track them with the GPS technology. And they can prevent them from going near forbidden zones and schools and other things. In fact, the U.S. market leader of pushing this technology, Verichip, okay, they said that, which they claim that their chips are being used in right now, folks, more than 5,000 installations crossing healthcare, security, government, and industrial markets. Okay, but they're already being used to give VIP membership in nightclubs. We talked about that before. And they're using it to make financial transactions. Notice this technology, folks, is all combined into one. Not just tracking, but making financial transactions, what you can buy or sell.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here with Pastor Billy Quillen. We've only got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Hey, that's exciting. One company wants to take it even further, Dr. Monteith, with these implants. And these implants could vibrate, electroshock the person, broadcast a message, or serve as a microphone to transmit conversations. One whistleblower said this. They said, hey, listen, some folks might foolishly discount all these as futuristic nightmares. Okay, since the tagging is being proposed for criminals and rapists and murderers, you know, those really bad people. But they said, quote, the rest of us could be next. In fact, they are. In fact, right now in Indonesia, they're planning to put microchip tags in AIDS people who have AIDS. They're getting ready to pass a bylaw that requires, that's the word, notice it, requires HIV/AIDS patients to be implanted with microchips to keep them from infecting other people. In fact, we also shared the actual video clip with this happening. It's now being required for your job. CityWatcher.com required employees to receive an implant in order to perform their job. It's already happening. In fact, one person said, hey, listen, the fear is that the government or your employer might someday, direct quote, say, take a chip or starve. In fact, recently, you don't have time to go into it, but check it out yourself, a person who has some sources inside a recent Bilderberg meeting, they said that one of their discussions that they were talking about was to plan to microchip Americans under the pretext of course, fighting terrorism. And then, folks, you can see this video with your own eye. If you think I'm crazy, the now Vice President of the United States, Joseph Biden, said this when he interviewed Judge John Roberts, who is now the America's Chief Justice Supreme Court. He said, quote, and we will be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead.
And he said, there's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Now, folks, I don't know about you. I'm not making this up. Please check it out yourself. But it is very clear to me that we are not just headed, this is not science fiction, we are already the technology, the willingness, the justification, the requirement to receive a mark of the beast is already here, and it is time to take this serious.
And you have that actual clip of Vice President Biden saying that?
Oh, absolutely. It's on the final countdown video. I went to share that one. It was during the height of Katrina, and they were doing I thought it was very interesting timing. I sat on that video for a couple of years until I had an opportunity to share it.
Well, glad you got it, but we're out of time, Pastor. God bless you. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Our guest has been Pastor Billy Crone, and you really want to get this information. Thanks so very much, Billy. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that you enjoy our conversation with Pastor Billy Crone. He's had some of the most amazing footage on these DVDs, and you'll actually see and hear Vice President Biden during the hearings when they interviewed the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roberts. And Pastor Biden, Vice President Biden at that time, he was a senator, said, you know, you are going to have to, at one time before you complete your term here on the Supreme Court, have to pass on the validity of forced implanting of chips in human beings. We are going to see that happening, a forced implantation of these chips. You could really want to get this series. They're wonderful, wonderful footage you won't see elsewhere. And certainly it's in two parts, part one, part two, each one with five DVDs in it. Of course, you'll see all the scriptures to verify everything there. And certainly we recommend this. We recommend strongly you can get them one, and then the other, or you can get them both together at a special decreased price as the final countdown special. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary, it's real. We are involved in a spiritual battle. Prophetic events are coming to pass. There is a master plan, and it's being carried out point by point by point at a frightening speed. Now, we do have another DVD set with Pastor Crone. It's on RFID implants. We have another 10 DVD sets in part one, part two on creation that we carry. In fact, we carry a single DVD called Get a Life. It's a story of Pastor Crone, how he came to become a minister, how he came to know the Lord. And of course, he had been involved with Satanism and the New Age and all the drugs, the whole issue. And finally, his ultimate conversion. And we feel that these are very useful instruments because every one of his sermons ends with an invitation for you to develop a personal relationship with our Lord. And he will lead through the sinner's prayer. One reason why we recommend people to get at least some of this material, we hope you'll get all of it. We've watched it all, and there's much, much more. We don't have time to talk about it. We do, of course, carry Dr. Catherine Albrecht's book on spy chips. We have a four-tape set on spy chips as well. You need to understand that they are planning on monitoring everyone. If you have not yet seen my talk on the planned police state and gotten a syllabus that goes with that, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get our talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's on a DVD, and there's a book that goes with that, our talk on the Forbidden Secret, because there is a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies and the mystery religions. And, of course, we are seeing this final scenario being played out today. That's the final secret, the talk and or the syllabus. And then you really don't want the syllabus unless you have the talk, though. Our talk on the financial Armageddon, this whole financial crisis has been engineered. It was done intentionally. They could end it tomorrow. They don't want to end it. They want to collapse our economy and impoverish our people. And then they'll have a wonderful solution, a cashless society. And so that's the financial Armageddon, and, of course, the syllabus goes with that. But we hope they're going to be making the spiritual preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. Because you think things are bad now? You haven't seen anything at all. They know exactly what they're doing. I fear that they're going to drive us into more wars. I believe that they're going to force many people to take these vaccinations. And heaven only knows what they're in that. Because they really want to kill off most of the world's population. And if you doubt that, you need to get my little pamphlet on the the population control agenda monograph. That's the population control agenda monograph. They will give it to you free if you get into the other items. You just ask for it. And, of course, you can get it on our website at radioliberty.com. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until Monday. May the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio.